the rest of the story. Albert wrote home, or started to write home, for the more he pondered what he might report to his family, the more frivolous his idle days and party nights in Paris seemed, even to him. Born to wealth, elegantly educated, Yale graduated, he had attempted to succeed on his own and failed. So he had run away, traveled abroad, even as the First World War was brewing. And then it occurred to Albert, if the truth were distasteful, and it was, why not sweeten his letter home with lies? He would make up a story, he decided, a heroic tale in which he would be the star. Perhaps that he had joined the army in Europe and had distinguished himself in battle. But it had to be plausible, so Albert would include in his saga enough self-deprecating humor to throw the skeptical off the scent. And thus, over the weeks and months to come, through an impressive series of extraordinary letters, did astonished home folks inhale a remarkable fiction. It went like this. Albert, solemnly reflecting on the mediocrity of his young life, had enlisted in the illustrious French Foreign Legion. It required merely being weighed, he joked. After being sent to the artillery school in Fontainebleau, he was assigned to the war front near Verdun. The French officers taught Albert the lore and the songs of their nation, came to regard him as a favorite. After several months, his regiment was deployed for an attack near Nancy. The ensuing battle could win the war, the troops were told, but few legionnaires would live to tell of it. And then the morning before their scheduled attack, the armistice was declared, and Albert was eventually awarded the coveted Croix de Guerre for keeping the morale of his regiment so high. And as I say, the marvelous and meticulously detailed accounting of those and innumerable other exploits found their way home to Indiana, where Albert now imagined that he had won respect at last. Well, he was right, although he had not anticipated the extent to which his family would share their pride. Indeed, hometown newspapers were soon thrilling readers with their local heroes' war stories. And then newspapers far and wide, until Albert's utterly invented self-aggrandizement had grown so well known that he dared not set the record straight. Not then, not ever. For Albert's adventures in the French Foreign Legion, though completely made up, pursued him his entire life. Ongoing interest even forced him on occasion to elaborate on them. Only now do we know the truth, that once upon a gay old time in gay Paris, there was a pampered American playboy suddenly stricken with self-consciousness, who constructed a brave new reputation on a foundation of fabrication, and then returned home to write spectacular songs. Songs like Night and Day, and I Get a Kick Out of You, I've Got You Under My Skin, and Just One of Those Things, and so many other classics. All your life, you've known of songwriter Albert Cole Porter. Cole Porter, a legend, he has been called. Only now you know the rest of the story.